Congressman Gonzalez was upset last week to read that a Dallas Morning News columnist was asked for a driver's license when he presented a utility bill at the polling station. Wayne Slater wrote that he was asked to present a voter registration card or a driver's license. According to Slater's editorial, there were several layers of questions and answers and the intervention of a supervisor before his utility bill was accepted. Rich Parsons, spokesman for the Texas State Department, said the system worked.
Well, clearly, the system worked as it should. The reporter showed up with an approved ID and was allowed to cast a ballot.
But Gonzalez disagreed.
If it had been a less sophisticated or educated voter, and what I mean by educated is educated on voter requirements, they would have been turned away.
Slater wrote that the election judge mistyped his name and then said he was not a registered voter. A second supervisor found the typing error. It was fixed, and then Slater was allowed to vote. Gonzalez said he asked Texas Secretary of State Hope Andrade to send out an additional memo to local election supervisors, stressing the importance of making it easy for people to cast their ballots.
And that an election official cannot have a preference over one acceptable form of ID over another. And it can be a driver's license, it can be a passport, it can be a photo ID, but that's, again, only if you didn't have your voter registration card.
Parsons said the secretary's office has been working to educate election volunteers on the law.
We have, over the course of the last year, many times provided that information to election administrators across the state. We've engaged voters through a multiple means to pass along the information that no photo ID is required this election. We've worked very hard to get that message out to our election administrators, to our voters, and with your help, we can continue to get that message out, that no photo ID is required this election.
Gonzalez said many people don't know how extensive the list is of documents that allow people to vote without a photo.
A citizenship paper, a birth certificate, and any official mail addressed to the person by name from a government agency, or a copy of a current utility bill, a bank statement, a government check, a paycheck, or other government document that shows the name and address of the voter.
He says more information makes it easier for people to make their way to the polling locations to cast their ballots. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.